Ahead on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, the Chippewa Fire and Rescue Department in search of a portable ventilator. Governor Evers, in his State of the State address, calls for a special session on the agricultural economy. And the Census Bureau still needs nearly 25,000 Wisconsin census takers. It's all ahead on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WDOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. We begin with, on a recent edition of the WWIB Wake Up Show, we were joined by Chippewa Falls Fire Chief Lee Douglas, talking about his department's quest for a portable ventilator. We begin with Caleb Swenson.
It's been not quite a year, but we had a great promotion with so many stakeholders. Micon Cinemas in Chippewa Falls was the venue, and we had a wonderful benefit dinner coinciding with the movie Breakthrough, and what we were trying to do is raise funds for a portable ventilator for you. So tell us a little bit more, for those who may just be joining us, about what a portable ventilator is, why it's needed.
A portable ventilator is a piece of equipment that is used in the field, if you will, out on ambulances outside of a clinical setting. That is utilized for patients who are potentially suffering respiratory arrest or respiratory difficulties. They may be somebody who has been intubated due to a respiratory process or illness or injury.
Hillary Roth was also part of the conversation.
And I think it's important to point out for people that are a little less familiar with emergency services. So the ventilator is a machine that's actually going to do the breathing for the patient. If you don't have one of these portable ventilators, what you have a situation of there is one person assigned to squeezing a bag every few seconds to breathe for that person. So when you have a portable ventilator like this, you free up an entire person, an entire set of hands to provide other care for that person.
That's absolutely correct. It does. It frees up another person, and it also allows for a better ventilation scenario for that patient, better for the potential positive outcome at the end of a potentially a hospital stay of something of that nature.
Absolutely.
So, now, the financial goal, I believe, was $18,000. Is that right?
That is correct. The financial goal was.
We're going to take a little bit of a break. We're going to come back. Did we raise the funds? Do they have the ventilator? Is it on the way? We're going to find out coming up.
From the WIB Wake Up Show, joined by Lee Douglas, Fire Chief, Chippewa Falls Fire and Rescue. And so going back, not quite a year ago, we had the Breakthrough movie premiere and event and spaghetti feed, thanks to Fat Boys Catering and Bloomer and Micon Cinemas jumping in with their rescue combo. And we were trying to raise publicly and through private donations as well, and business sponsors coming alongside. We were trying to raise $18,000 to purchase this portable ventilator unit for Chippewa Falls Fire and Rescue. Lee Douglas, did we make it? Drum roll, please.
The big announcement.
We did.
We did. Fantastic. And again, this is kind of something that, again, maybe spurred on by these events, some private donations coming in through the years or through the course of the year, and you got to where you needed to go, and this equipment is pretty much ready to rock, right?
It is. We were able to actually meet our goal, and we did exceed our goal by a couple of $1,000, which allowed us to purchase some additional equipment and service plan for this unit. But yes, we met our goal. The equipment has now been purchased. We are just completing our clinical training within our department for our paramedics that will be utilizing this piece of equipment in the field.
That's awesome. And now this piece of equipment is good to use all sizes, right, down to infants to elderly. It runs the gamut, correct?
That is correct. With just the disposable supplies that are used for the patient themselves, the machine is completely capable of handling any size person that we would encounter.
And that's just fantastic. What a blessing that is to be able to care for all ages, all sizes, everything in between.
It is.
I'm just curious, as a firefighter and a fire chief, Lee Douglas in Chippewa Falls, it's Law Enforcement Appreciation Day, and so we're throwing it out to listeners at 396-1670 if they want to chime in and express their appreciation. I don't know, somebody who works alongside, any thoughts on that particular day in that regard today?
I think it's very important also. We do, you know, just by the nature of what both police and fire do, we work very closely together. I have a little bit of a personal tie. I have a brother who is a sergeant with the Chippewa Falls Police Department. So I guess I get kind of an insider view from that perspective. But, you know, we as police or as fire and EMS, we appreciate every single day, numerous times a day, what it is that law enforcement does out on the street as well.
And Fire Chief Lee Douglas from Chippewa Falls, You're talking about appreciation. I know a main reason for your visit today is you want to appreciate some of these stakeholders, not only the WIB listening family, but businesses and sponsors who made this portable ventilator unit possible.
I do. I guess I would like to have a little bit of a shout out to a couple of the large donors that that really helped kick this off. And again, I can't express enough our thanks to WWIB, but as well as Mike and Connie from Micon Cinemas and Jay and Lawanda from Fat Boys. They donated a ton of time and food and setup and their expertise, as well as Bathfitter of Minnesota and Western Wisconsin. And those are just to name a few of the large donors. It'd take me forever here to list everybody within our community, not only business partners, but our private people that came forward very quietly and donated significant sums of money to get us to our goal.
Absolutely. Do you remember the day? Was that February in the midst of the snowmageddon or whatever?
There were 2 days because the weather impacted the first, and then second came along. And I believe, Lee, you said over 350 people over the course of those 2 days came in and ate the meal and enjoyed the movie. And then, of course, others saw the movie, bought the rescue combo from Micon. But just a great turnout despite the weather.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. On the first day, when you talk of snowmageddon, we thought, oh, all of this work had went into it, and we thought nobody's going to show. And that's everybody's fear at that point. But in reality, 150 people came and enjoyed the meal, and then took in the movie as well that night that we have documented that actually ate. I don't know how many came through the Micon Cinema doors and actually maybe bought the rescue combo and then went in to view the movie at that point. So that's pretty significant on a night that the weather was terrible. It was terrible. Yeah. The roads were terrible.
That was definitely a highlight. That one's right up there. A much warmer weather for Hope at the River, which was later.
yes.
But hey, thank you so much, Lee Douglas.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
The fire chief of Chippewa Fire and Rescue, Lee Douglas, on a recent edition of the WIB Wake Up Show, joining us to celebrate enough funds being raised to secure that portable ventilator for his department. It's Chippewa Valley This Week. I'm Mark Halverson, WWIB and WDOGO. Next up, in his State of the State address this past week, Governor Evers called for a special session on the agricultural economy. The governor calling for the Republican-controlled legislature to go back into special session to take up $8.5 million package of bills designed to help rural Wisconsin. The state's been caught up in the middle of a crisis that's caused the loss of one-third of our dairy farms since 2011. Here's some of what the governor had to say.
We have leaned on farmers and their families. We have depended on their dedication, and we relied on their resilience. We have not forgotten those who have shared the harvest and bounty, feeding our families, our communities, and our state. I'm announcing a three-pronged plan to start addressing these challenges. First, tonight, I'm calling a special session of the legislature next week to take up legislation to invest in our farmers, agriculture industries, and our rural communities. The package of bills we'll announce tomorrow includes a bill creating the Wisconsin Initiative for Dairy Exports. So we're going to set a goal of increasing Wisconsin's dairy exports by 20% of the United States milk supply by the year 2024. Our mental health program will assist farmers in accessing mental health support. They will also help coordinate local and regional peer support programming and provide confidential one-on-one counseling and assistance to our farmers. I am also announcing that I'll be working with the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation to establish the Office of Rural Prosperity. The office will provide a one-stop shop for the folks to navigate state programs and the resources that are available that are tailored to rural communities, businesses, and workers.
Republican State Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald reacted shortly after the State of the State address by Democratic Governor Tony Evers, telling Wisconsin Eye,
"We're all looking for ways to do better when it comes to ag. And there's been a number of proposals by the legislature, but I'm all ears on what the governor has to offer. And I think the legislature should take time to figure out what the special session includes and work on those bills."
Meanwhile, Wisconsin Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss saying that the bills that Governor Evers proposes will be referred to committees for hearings, but he says the legislature will not be on the floor to vote on them this week. Voss was critical of Evers shortly after his speech, saying that the governor had ignored rural Wisconsin until now. Meanwhile, this spring, you might get a knock on your door from a census worker, but the Bureau still has a lot of recruiting to do in states like Wisconsin. They hope that seniors will help fill the gap for the 2020 census. According to the U.S. Census Bureau, most Wisconsin counties haven't even reached the halfway point for their hiring goal for these part-time temporary jobs. Jennifer Beyer is the census lead for AARP. She says they hope that they can help to make some progress.
Those Midwest states are a little bit behind on recruiting, and we're highly encouraging AARP members and others to apply for those positions. They're pretty well paid. In Wisconsin, it ranges from $17 an hour to $22 an hour.
The job's calling workers to go door-to-door and connect with folks who haven't yet filled out any census information. In addition to Wisconsin, Minnesota, and Michigan are also behind in recruiting. Overall, the Bureau hopes to hire 500,000 people for the 2020 count. Beyer says if they don't hire enough people, there might be an undercount in some areas. She says that might put some regions in danger of losing federal funding or a congressional seat, like Wisconsin did in the recent past. We went from 9 representatives in the House to just 8. Now, the Census Bureau, at latest word, even this week, says they've reached about half of their recruiting goal in Wisconsin, but they still need another 24,500 people to apply for those census taker positions from throughout the state. Again, pay can be anywhere from $17 to $22, maybe even up to $24 an hour, depending on where in the state you do this. You can learn more at 2020census.gov/jobs. That's 2020census.gov/jobs. Meanwhile, Beyer says that seniors are ideal candidates for these jobs because they have a lot of work experience and know how to communicate with a variety of people. And she says they know their communities incredibly well.
They're likely to get somebody to answer a door who might not otherwise. They know their friends, neighbors, relatives.
And Beyer says with many seniors living on a fixed income, she says it's a good way to earn some extra money while even getting some exercise. So again, applying for a census job is simple. Visit 2020census/jobs or give a call toll free to 855-JOB-2020. That's 855-JOB-2020 and select option 3 for more information. Pay rates for field and clerical jobs can be found at 2020census.gov/jobs/pay-and-locations. Most applications will remain active through the 2020 census and be considered as positions become available. Solar installations aren't just for homes and businesses. This was announced in Eau Claire recently. Going to be doing this to some schools in Eau Claire. Thousands of K-12 schools all across the country have solar installations. And the goal of a new program is to add more Wisconsin schools to the list. Eau Claire Schools are part of this. Midwest Renewable Energy Association announcing a plan to provide grants of $20,000 each to up to 100 schools to install a solar module on their campus. The association's Amanda Scheinbeck says that they hope to join the small but growing wave of states embracing this type of energy for academic structures.
There's not been a lot of school-specific pushes, and I think that schools are ripe for an opportunity to go after solar installers.
Scheinbeck says California, New Mexico, and New Jersey are among the top states where at least 10% of schools have gone solar, but Wisconsin isn't far behind, ranked 9th on a list compiled by the Solar Energy Industries Association. That report finds more than 5,000 U.S. schools use solar power and have doubled their solar capacity in the past 5 years. Now, despite the strong push at the school level, Scheinbeck says Wisconsin's overall solar output usually doesn't rank very high on most lists. She says they hope to change that in the coming years.
In terms of solar in general, a lot of opportunity for improvement. Some of that is from the policies that we have in place.
Scheinbeck's group and other solar advocates say one potential improvement is a bill in the state Senate. It would offer reimbursement grants to employers for payment of employee training and certification in wind and solar energy technologies. Also, Democratic State Senator Jeff Smith, you can look for him on a couple of bus routes tomorrow looking to meet with constituents. The state senator for the 31st State Senate District will be on Route 4, Locust Lane, North Side Route, 10:15 to 11:15 in the morning, and then also holding office hours 12:45 to 1:45 on Route 6, Putnam Heights in the Mall, and the South Side Route. That does it for this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week. I'm Mark Halverson on WWIB and WOGO, the preceding a public affairs program that you can catch a podcast of at WWIB.com. Thanks for listening.